went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Love is in the air, Miss Tracy, because Valentine's was had and here we are today.
I know. I mean, we love love. And then there was Valentine's Day. I mean, we know everything's going to work out always, especially around Valentine's Day.
Tracy, don't lie now.
I know.
That's not true.
I know.
You got to stop that.
I'm a hopeless romantic.
Well, this morning we have Maurice on the phone. Good morning, Maurice. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm pretty good. Hi. How are you doing?
Oh, we're good.
We're good.
Well, you sound like a nice laid-back guy.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us, Maurice, who'd you go on a date with and kind of like the backstory?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. I've never done this before.
Oh, don't worry. You're fine. You're good. Yes.
Okay. So this girl, Christy, we met through a mutual friend, and we've been talking over the phone for the past few weeks, getting to know each other, and finally decided to go on a date on Valentine's Day of all days.
Oh.
We have a sense of adventure in common, and we love to scuba dive and hike and take trips to exotic places. And I told her before the date that I just got out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And my ex wasn't very adventurous, and she really didn't take ending the relationship very well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that I had a great time, and I think that we had a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if, she was bothered that I mentioned that I just got out of a relationship. You know how touchy that can be sometimes.
Sure. Yeah. Like yesterday. Yeah. I broke it off yesterday.
Right.
You want to go out today?
Exactly.
Of course I don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah. I'm not really sure why she hasn't called me back, but I had a good time, so...
Again, meeting through friends is the best way, as we know. So you've been talking on the tally.
Yeah.
You finally decided to go out. And I love that you like to scuba dive and she does and exotic places and so much more.
Yeah.
And you had a great time. And you mentioned that you had an ex. Let me ask you, when did you break up with your ex?
Yeah.
It was 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
So it was kind of.
Okay.
Kind of recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how long were you with her?
For 2 years.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
Maurice.
Yeah. That's not something a girl wants to find out on a date.
No. No.
No.
Because you're well, Tracy and I have our thing. There are some people that can be with someone and then they can break up and then they can move on ASAP.
Yeah. Right.
Where some, like us,
it takes longer. Yeah.
So. All right. So how did the date end? Did you get a kiss? You get a hug? What happened?
Right.
So I took her home and I didn't get a kiss or anything, but everything seemed like she had a good time-ish. It wasn't like... You know, we weren't really stoked, but I guess she seemed like she had a good time. I don't really know. Everything's just so up in the air. Everything's been swirling in my mind. I just really want answers, to be honest.
Sure.
Oh.
Well, let's not wait any longer. Right, I can tell Maurice is getting a little flustered.
No, and we don't want that.
He needs to know now.
We are here to help you, so it's okay.
So we'll play a song, and when we get back, we'll call Miss Christy and see what's up with that.
Yeah.
You not getting back to him, and see if we can put them out on another exotic day.
Ooh, I like
or
it.
Night.
I like
and
it.
Hopefully a second date between Maurice and Christy coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We're in the midst of a brand new Second Date Update. You know, Valentine's, that will bring a lot of people together in love, but sometimes they don't want to stay there.
Yeah, that's true. So we have Maurice on the phone. He's calling to get a second date with Christy. So they met through mutual friends, which we love. They both have a sense of adventure. I mean, they like scuba diving and going to exotic places. He said the date went really well, but he did mention on the date that he just got out of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't know if that's why he hasn't heard back from her.
Well, and again, he was with his woman for like 2 years and he just broke up with her 3 weeks ago.
I mean,
so
something you want to know before you go out.
All right. Are you ready, Maurice? We're going to give Christy a call.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hi, is this Christy?
Yeah.
What's going on, Christy? How are you?
I'm good. Who's calling? Good.
This is a good question.
Yeah,
number one is a good question. Number two, this is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Hey.
So you're probably like, why are you guys calling? Yeah. Well, now you're very famous, by the way. So let's just give her a round of applause with that one.
Yep. Congratulations.
So listen, the word out on the street is that you are an exotic woman yourself. And we like that.
Uh-huh.
And number two, you happen to have met a very exotic looking man, I'm sure. We didn't ask him, but you know, he just sounds like he'd be exotic.
Does.
You know, maybe like dark hair, you know, green eyes. That's what
sounds
I'm envisioning.
Really
a nice tan.
Yeah, you know you can describe, girl.
Oh.
Yes. Wait, what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay, sorry. Do you remember going out with a guy named Maurice? You know, you met through mutual friends. He scuba dives.
Yeah.
Okay. So, girl, tell us, why aren't you getting back to him?
Yeah. That's what we heard.
Yeah.
You're not calling him back.
What's up with that?
Oh, God. Is this second date update?
What?
Oh,
what's happening? What?
I know your show.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well,
all right. Well,
listen, that's not what's important. The important thing is that we find out then.
Exactly.
And then we will connect you to him if you want.
Just tell us. Just that's the important thing. Tell us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What happened?
Well, he's a really cool guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We have a lot in common and we've been chatting and so we went out on Valentine's Day, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
But he just got out of a relationship, and
heard that.
The waitress ended up being his ex girlfriend, like the one he just got out of a relationship.
Stop.
With.
What?
Stop.
And it was so awkward.
That's horrible.
Like, oh my gosh.
That's terrible.
Beyond awkward, because she was sizing me up and being rude to me every time she came to the table. And when he got up to go to the bathroom, she would come over and ask me questions about our relationship, which we don't even have yet.
Right.
And I don't even really have, I don't even know what the word is for what I was feeling.
This just keeps getting worse.
I know.
You poor thing.
I know.
All right, listen, I don't want to wait any longer.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you know what second date update is all about, of course, Christy Maurice is on the phone.
He is.
He has heard everything.
He has.
Before we get to that, Maurice, I just want to know, did you like double tip your waitress that night?
Okay, Christy, look,
he did not answer me.
No, he didn't.
I'm sorry, I didn't. Look, okay, it kind of clicks. That's why I brought up that I was in a relationship, and honestly, I didn't even think she would be working that night. I just love that restaurant. I mean, that's actually why she got the job. That was our favorite place.
What?
Food's always amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
And
did he do
that? I didn't think it would. I know how it looks now. It didn't really occur to me. And I didn't think she would be kind of a bitch to you, especially behind my back when I got up to go to the bathroom. Like, I don't know. It's really crappy of her. And I just want you to know, I didn't mean to put you through that. I just wanted to have a good time, and I knew that was a good place. So, I don't know. I'm just an idiot. I'm so sorry. That's so lame.
I mean, thank you. I appreciate it. I guess I don't see how, it didn't occur to you that going to the place where your ex-girlfriend works even would be,
I would like to know.
On Valentine's Day with a new girl.
Exactly.
But why would you want to go to a restaurant that you and your woman have been going to all the time, Maurice? That's just going to bring back memories.
Oh, my God.
Why do you want to be around that?
I feel bad for her. I mean, I feel like...
Oh, man, we're supposed to help Maurice
out. We're supposed to help. Sorry.
I really do appreciate your apology. I don't get how you didn't think of that, man.
Sorry, I'm so frustrated with myself. I just... I didn't want to screw
I totally can hear that.
Yeah.
But that's why I went to a nice the only restaurant, honestly, in the area that I thought was awesome. And and she never works Fridays. And so maybe she's working because it's Valentine's Day, but she just doesn't work Fridays. And so I thought we were safe.
Right. He did.
This is, you know what?
He didn't realize she was working.
He didn't, you know what? Right. And if you're from, who knows? If you're from a small town, there's not a lot to choose from. I don't know if you are or not.
Exactly.
You two seem very sweet.
Yes.
Maurice, this again, I think we can all agree it's a little quick for you to might be dating already, but you know, whatever. We're not judging.
No, we're not.
You just need to take some time to find maybe a new restaurant.
I think that's the best
plan
advice. It's like, you know, it's nice to get back out there as you're doing.
Yeah.
But maybe you want to start looking at other restaurants.
Maybe change your cologne that you wear because maybe she bought that for you.
Exactly.
Maybe some new underpants.
Right.
You'll be great.
Yeah. Don't wear the sweater she bought you. Yeah. Don't do that.
So here's a question, Christy.
This all makes so much sense. Sorry, guys.
Such an idiot. Now it happens. You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
But here's the question, Christy. What we're here for and all the end of this phone is wondering if you would like to go back out with Maurice.
I mean, maybe for coffee, but like at a place where you and your ex-girlfriend have never been. If you can think of one.
Definitely. Let's go. Let's go discover a new place together. How about that? And it might suck, but at least we'll do it together, okay?
Fine. That's totally fine.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.